The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning. This is Monday morning, KCNR 96.5 AM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. And no, it's not Carl and it's not Linda. And it's not Thursday. It's Trish Clark. Good morning, everyone. I'm joined in the studio with my guest for the first hour, Mike Johnson.
Good morning.
Anderson Police Chief. Welcome, Mike.
Thank you.
It's 64 degrees in downtown Reading as we speak. We're looking for a high today of 104 and a low of 71. A high on Tuesday of 102 and a low of 69. And on Wednesday, a high of 99 and a low of 66. Thursday, a high of 95 and a low of 45. It's just getting balmy, and Friday down to a 91, if you can believe it. Unfortunately, it's going to bump right up in the next week, but towards the end of the week, we're going to get some actual relief, thank goodness, from some of this really, really hot weather that we've been having. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Carl's taking the day off today because it's his birthday. So we'll all have to call tomorrow when he's back and wish him a happy belated birthday. But he and Linda are going to have a day together and kind of celebrate his birthday, and I think that's a good thing. So I'm here this morning to kind of fill in and see if I can ruffle some feathers or at least add something different to the atmosphere out there. So I always enjoy having the chief of police from Anderson in because we hear a lot about what goes on in the city of Reading and what's happening. But only half of the people that live in Shasta County live in the city of Reading, and some of us live elsewhere, like in the city of Anderson. So we got stuff going on down there too. First thing I want to talk about, Mike, is the canine fundraiser that we just recently had.
Okay.
Because I just want to highlight some of the people involved in that. That was a great event.
Oh, man, it was a fantastic event. We are still just overwhelmed with the support that we had in the community turnout and, you know, just the participation, everything. It was really an awesome event.
So tell us about the canine program in the city of Anderson.
So the canine program, you know, 6 years, almost seven, I guess, when I got here. We only had one dog, and it was kind of floundering and not really a key focus in the community. And since then, we have grown that program to three dogs, three handlers in our community, which is pretty significant for a department our size and a community our size. And we're very fortunate to have that ability to run that program. But as you know, those programs cost. And the cost of a dog versus an officer is significantly less, and the return is really high on that. So that's why we invest in this dog program. And we try to be very connected with our community with the dog program. So the dogs go to our elementary schools, they go to our preschools, they go to our churches, they go to any event basically where we're requested, and really kind of a liaison with the community. And these dogs are selected to be social, but they, when it's time to turn it on and take care of business, they take care of business. So, that program is definitely funded within my budget, but, because I've ramped up the number of dogs and the program, there's other significant costs that come with it. And so we have fundraisers to help offset those costs. And this particular fundraiser, netted us over $15,000, and was a great, like I said, community effort. We had Sons of Italy come cook for us. It was a spaghetti dinner. We had various businesses, and there's too many for me to try to go through them all here.
Yeah.
Throughout, not just Shasta, but the Shasta County, the city of Reading. There were businesses all over that participated and donated and helped with that cause. So we're just extremely grateful, thankful, and proud to be part of the Shasta community. And our program's going to be very strong and going strong and easily fundable for another year because of it.
You know, one of the, as you mentioned, the one of the great things about living in Shasta County is that, that all of the businesses and organizations, we really support the whole county. When we do fundraisers down in Anderson or we do functions up in the city of Shasta Lake, there's just a ton of crossover there. And we know that, that, all the businesses are going to be there. People are going to participate from all over the communities. So, and that goes to the level of cooperation between the agencies as well.
It does, Tricia. And it's, that's, you know, you're right on the money with that. And, you know, the car fire was a perfect example of the community coming together. And we had the snow, tragedy as well. And then when you talk about businesses or nonprofits or anything that are fundraising, you see people come out from all over. And just like when Reading has fundraisers, we come up here and support that. They come down there and support ours. And we go to Shasta Lake City. And it's all across the board in Shasta County. And it's really nice and it keeps things going around here.
We have the, is it something the blue?
We Back the Blue.
We Back the Blue. And those, yeah, those fundraisers are up at the Elks Lodge in the city of Reading. And
yes,
we have them down at the fairgrounds. And we have, they're all over Shasta County.
They are a very, very big part of it all.
And it pertains to not only the Anderson Police Department, the Reading Police Department, but the Sheriff's Department, the Highway Patrol. Everybody's involved in that.
Yes, the law enforcement community as a whole here is definitely supported by We Back the Blue. It's a great thing and a super organization that helps out in a lot of ways.
Yeah, it's great to live in a we see so much going on across the United States now with attacks on police officers and disrespect and all of that. And I'm just so pleased to live in a community that is so strongly supportive of not only law enforcement, but the fire department, the first responders in general, and always turn out for anything we need for our people that are there on a day-to-day basis to help with everything from a major catastrophe to the cat in the tree. We're just there as a community.
Yeah, it is really a great show by the community. We appreciate it, and again, thanks all to everybody who participated, contributed, and supporting the K-9 unit. We will be out there in full force again, just as usual. And despite if we would have had a successful fundraiser or not, it wouldn't change the level of service that we're aiming for the community. But it is nice to know that they're behind us and supporting us.
Okay, so the other thing, I'm assuming that the sale of the dogs, the is still active?
The little stuffed dogs.
The little stuffed dogs?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We still have some of those at the police department. And if anybody's interested in those, just come to the front lobby, and the girls at the front lobby there will take care of you. And yes, they were $20 a piece or $50 for all three of them.
And they're really, I don't know whether anybody's seen those, but I've got my set. But I'm scattered. They show up in various and sundry places around my house from one time to another.
Yeah.
So they're kind of a good collection item, and if you got grandkids, that's a great idea for them.
Big hit with kids, yep.
Yeah, but it's a good fundraiser for the thing. After we come back, and I'll give you a minute to kind of start thinking about it, I want to talk about earlier we had you in a couple, three times to talk about the facility thing for holding criminals in Shasta County accountable.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And there were some things that were talked about and a plan kind of put together. I don't know whether we haven't had an update on that. And then, of course, we've got the two ballot measures coming up.
Yes, that
are under discussion.
Hot topic. Uh-huh.
I know that, you know, the city of Anderson and the Anderson Police Department are not in the center of that specifically. But there is some, overlap. And so we want to, talk about that a little bit. So we're going to go to a break here just shortly, but this section of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service to all models and makes of heating and cooling system. They have warranties, guarantees, 7 days a week and 24 hours a day. Alliance Heating and Air, call 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. We'll be right back after these messages.
Over hills Just a boy and his dog, we were both full of fun. We grew up together.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading. Tune into North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Get your car squeaky clean at Quick and Clean Car Wash in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash on the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros is open 7 days a week. Fast and convenient, you don't even have to get out of your vehicle. And they even towel dry your vehicle. They accept cash or card with no extra charge. Quick and Clean Car Wash located at 1210 Market Street, downtown Reading. 530-243-4211.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Oh, Casey, and I wasn't waiting for the music there. And it was a great song. So welcome back. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. We invite you to jump into the chat room at KCNR1460.com and join in on the show because we are streaming along with the two stations. This portion of the show is brought to us by Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur, Redding, California. Our firearms dealer of choice when it comes to selecting that new long gun or pistol, having their gunsmith work on our guns, or buying ammo. John Bastiani prides himself on customer service and always having what the customer needs in stock and at fair prices. Give them a call at 222-8222. So we were starting to talk a little bit before we went to the break about the tax measures that are coming up for vote possibly in the coming elections to talk about addressing law enforcement issues. And the solution that you came up with for holding people accountable, if we're going to lock them up rather than just warehouse them or put them back out on the street or try to solve with their issues, hold them accountable for things. So let's kind of give a little history of how that all came about.
Okay. Well, if you remember, that came about because they were proposing a sprung shelter, which is what I call a super shelter, homeless shelter, here in Reading, and I was adamantly opposed to that because it really lacked any sense of accountability for people who are receiving services and resources in this county. And I've seen that model fail across the state and really across the United States. So I didn't want to see Shasta County turn into yet another enabling county where nothing really is getting resolved. So worked with several people, came up with a model that I thought was at least doable, at least a foundation for holding people accountable. So we would get people into the system and they would have a choice, and they could make that choice on whether they wanted to be part of their own solution and, you know, have to give back something for what they're receiving in order to reach an end goal of rehabilitation or reintroduction as a productive citizen in our community.
And I bring that up because we have the discussion of the two sales tax measure going at this time to raise money for public protection. I think it's important that we keep the master plan right up there in the front of what we're doing and when we're raising money, so that somehow we don't get lost in a okay, we're going to build the jail and we're going to do this, and we lose where we're going with that rehabilitation portion of it.
I agree. I think there has to be a genuine commitment and very clearly defined outline of what that plan's going to be before people are ready to actually vote and get on board with that. Just having the concept is great, and having different ideas of how that's going to work is great, but we really need to get that nailed down and where we're going to go with this money either way if it's passed.
And so right now, just for clarification, as I understand it, there's a sales tax proposal that for the city of Reading that is being backed by one group for public protection, and then there is the countywide effort that's being kind of spearheaded by Supervisor Comeni from the Board of Supervisors that indicates a countywide approach which has money and very specifically laid out as to which jurisdiction gets how much money and what that goes to covering the system. Because it is a system, and if you're gonna put money towards public protection, it can't just be for police officers. It can't just be for a jail. It has to address the whole situation. You can arrest them and lock them up, but if you don't have a district attorney's office and a public defender's office and a court system that can process all of that, nothing happens. So it's a whole. You got to have the whole thing going in the right direction to make it work.
It definitely is. It's a holistic approach, and I don't know any. I really don't know much about the Reading proposed tax that's going on. I just know that I've heard about it. So I don't know what the plan is behind that or what the structure and breakdown is. That I know that the one that Supervisor Comeni and that committee is working on, which I've been very much a part of peripherally, and at least the plan. That one is still in progress, and they're still trying to figure out exactly what that is. But it is all-encompassing. I mean, it has all the arms of law enforcement and the accountability portion, if you will. And then it also embraces the other some aspects of kind of social services, like, you know, the public defender's office and probation and health and human services. So it just needs some details nailed down and some really splits and figure out where that money is going to go. But we'll see. I would say again, Trish, is specific. It needs to be very specific. It needs to be laid out for the voters to know whatever that is. And I'm not saying that I have that answer for what that is, or I'm even going to dictate that, but it definitely needs to be laid out.
Oh, and there's no question about that. And at some point, my personal opinion is that they have to light on one or the other of those proposals, and then they, as you indicate, have to be very specific, and it has to be binding on the taxpayers. We got lucky down in the city of Anderson because our citizens trusted the city council and passed just a majority tax that really is advisory in nature.
Yes.
We always need to keep that in mind. It is advisory. The advisory measure was passed that went along with the tax. But at any time that city council decided they were brave enough or stupid enough, they could actually do anything they want to with that money. I don't think that's ever going to happen in the city of Anderson, and there's a lot of us around that are going to make darn sure that doesn't happen, but that is the reality. They're not going to pass that kind of a tax in the city of Reading or in the that just isn't going to happen. Because it's going to have to be just tied down.
Right.
The devil is in the details, because when you start enumerating every little thing, we've seen it time and time again with the propositions in the state of California. I always use Prop 13 as the shining example about voting in something and you think you know what you're voting in, but it has all kinds of unintended consequences.
Sure.
Prop 13 was our property tax. That was to ensure that we could keep our homes and freeze that property tax. One of the unintended consequences is that in the makeup of that proposition, we actually turned over control and collection of those property taxes to the state of California. Didn't realize that till years later when they came and stole all our property taxes and said, no, we're taking these and we're going to fund schools with them, and y'all figure out how to do what you're doing with them now.
Well, here's
we said, dude, you can't do that.
Yeah.
The court said, yeah, you know, they can, because that's what Proposition 13 did.
And you're right about that. And, you know, the double-edged sword with making it so specific, at least the way I see it, is you're going to have to build some flexibility in that somewhere where, you know, every 4 years or something, it's reviewed, because things just change so rapidly. And what is important today and needs to be money allocated towards today may not hold true in 4 years down the road with technology developments and the world changing and the disciplines changing so much. So if you specify that tax and lock yourself in too much and the need changes down the road, well, maybe the need changes where more of that money needs to go to the jail, or maybe the change occurs where more of that money needs to go to the district attorney's office, or whatever it may be, and you've specified it so tightly that you're restricted, well, then you're being kind of counterproductive of what you pass that tax for.
Well, and we have perfect examples, again, with those propositions in the cigarette sales tax. All of the things that we passed at the cigarette sales tax was going to do this, and we're going to pass another tax on cigarettes, and we're going to do this and that. And I remember saying repeatedly that, okay, you're passing all of these taxes that are supposed to stop people from smoking. Now, if in fact, and we're hoping that this is successful, that people are going to stop smoking and the numbers are going to go down considerably, has it not occurred to you that all these departments and programs that you're creating with that sales tax money are going to disappear?
Right. The need's going to change, just like we're talking about.
That's exactly right, because that if they stop smoking, you're not going to have those taxes.
You don't need those programs
and
anymore.
And you don't need the programs anymore.
Right.
So that's
a perfect example, Trish, of what I was trying to example of us setting up a sales tax. You know, the other thing that you I think is very worth mentioning that you talked about was the competing interest of you have Reading going for a Reading-only sales tax, and you have the county Board of Supervisors looking for a countywide sales tax. And I don't know how that's going to work out, and I'm not going to be overcritical because I don't know the details of it, but I just know that I don't see two competing interests passing on the measure. So it's going to be difficult in working that aspect out as well.
No, I think there's no question that they're going to have to light on one. The whole community is going to have to get together and come up with a clear, concise plan that can be sold countywide or just in the city. But whatever it is, it's going to have one voice there, and everybody's going to have to be behind it and pass it. So, there's no question that we have some issues that need to be addressed, and there's probably not enough money to do it. The homeless issue, I don't even want to start on because it's certainly bigger just in the city of Reading than it is the rest of the county. But we're going to take a break right now, and we're going to come back and continue this conversation with the chief of police in the city of Anderson.
This morning drive time is brought to you by Eagle Eye Painting, our painter of choice. For more information, go to danscottpainting.com.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Hello, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for State Assembly District 1. Northern California is one of the most beautiful places in the entire state. Many lakes, rivers, mountains, and vast green forests. But as we've seen in the very recent past, our forests can be deadly. Each summer, many people in District 1 live in fear because of fire. This should not be. And once again, Sacramento has failed us. By mismanaging our forests for over 50 years, we now have created a massive problem. The good news is, we can fix our forests. With proper thinning, we not only reduce fire risk, but improve the watershed and help many animals that are in decline today. The excess number of trees use a tremendous amount of water that is not reaching our streams and rivers. Over the last 20 years, our California deer populations have dropped by 50%. They are literally starving to death. We owe this to the next generation of Californians. And the sooner we start, the sooner we can restore health to our forests. I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I would be honored to earn your vote this August 27th.
Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Assembly District 1, 2019.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
And now, back to our show.
Welcome back. This is KTNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. It's not Thursday. You're not totally confused and missed the whole week. It is Monday morning, and Carl and Linda are not here with us today. Today's Carl's birthday, and he's celebrating his birthday. So I'm in the studio this morning. This is Trish Clark, and I'm joined in the studio by Chief Mike Johnson. And we've got them in the chat room in there. I think we've got some people in the chat room that have come in. And maybe, listening and having some comments to go with us, and they're ignoring me in there, so I'll just move on. Mike, we were talking about the sales tax issues before we went to the break.
Yes.
And I think the importance of lighting on what we were going to do with that sales tax and then going forward with it.
Yeah, and you know, one of the things you mentioned right before you went off air was that we definitely don't have the funds to tackle all the problems that we have in the community. And I agree with that. We need, of course, we need more funds to allocate and maybe put in to programs and a structure that maybe will have a solution or at least a solution oriented. However, I do think that we also can be better stewards of the money that we do have and maybe reallocate some and change our direction a little bit, because I don't think that's happening either. So I think it needs to be a kind of a two-pronged approach to that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a firm believer in finding a solution with the resources that you've got, and then proving your worth, and then it's been my experience that the community will then come behind you even more and want to support you and be willing to support you fiscally with a little more resources if you're showing improvement and showing you're a good steward with their money to begin with.
Well, and I think that's exactly why the tax passed in the city of Anderson, because the city council, the city manager's office have been good stewards of those funds. They've seen over the years that there are different ways to combine departments. As an example, in the city, they have some positions where they use consultants as opposed to full-time people in the planning department. The city manager serves a couple of functions now. There's some positions that used to be in the city that are no longer there as full-time positions, and people are just doing more under their job titles. And I think that's why the citizens went for the sales tax that they did. The other unique thing about the city of Anderson, I'll just throw this in, is because we have a separate fire department that's not part of that city of Anderson government. And that has to be and is going to be a topic of conversation in
fire district,
fire district, the Anderson Fire Protection District, because there is a perception among the citizens of Anderson that the half-cent sales tax went for public protection, i.e. police and fire. And they have to be informed that, in fact, that half-cent sales tax does not go to the city of the Anderson Fire Protection District. We get no portion of that. And at some point in the very near future, that situation with the Anderson Fire Protection District has to be addressed. The $20 parcel charge that's in effect now has been there since the 80s. And quite frankly, if you live in a home, you pay $20. And if you own Walmart, you pay $20. And that's just not equitable. I think, number one, most of the citizens will be willing to pay more than $20 for a year's fire protection district, or fire protection for the whole year. And certainly those big businesses and apartment complexes need to be paying more their fair share for the demand on the fire department.
Yeah, that balance does not seem right to me, but I don't know a whole lot about that.
So there's ways that, because a functioning good city has both. They have a good fire department, they have a good police department, they have all those things that make up a safe community.
So it's only the city of Redding here that has an actual, in Shasta County, that has an actual city fire department. So they're city employees like the police department is, just for the listeners who don't understand that. In the city of Anderson and the city of Shasta Lake, they are covered by fire districts. So, for instance, the city of Anderson fire district covers the city of Anderson and some outlying areas. So it's not just the city. It covers a regional area, a district.
Yeah, exactly. And a different funding source and is not a part of the structure in the city as it is in the city of Redding. The county is likewise the same thing. There's the county fire department that's actually contracted with, I always want to say CDF, Cal Fire. And so those are the, just for everyone's clarification about where money goes. And
How many fire districts are there?
Oh, God, you're going to ask me because they've changed. I think there are 6 fire districts in Shasta County beyond the county fire department.
Gotcha.
Because there's Cottonwood Fire District, Shasta, Happy Valley, Millville, maybe 4.
Okay.
I'm missing one.
I don't know the answer to that.
Burnie, sure. So I think maybe 5. Okay. Anyway, but again, it is a different structure, and those have to be. Some of them are volunteer fire companies. Anderson is a paid fire department. And in fact, for the funding that we have, we give tremendous service. Chief Steve Lowe is doing a tremendous job in allocating those bare resources and making the most of it to give really good fire protection in South County.
I agree. And we love our fire department.
Absolutely. I want to jump just a little bit now to another subject, and that is the homeless situation.
Okay.
Because I know that it's a big deal in the city of Reading, and it is. And it's got to be addressed, and there's some reasons for that. Certainly the county seat is here, the services are here, the population is here, and so that's part of the reason. That's not to say that we're not impacted by it in the city of Anderson as well. We have our share of those people. So kind of give me an idea of what you do to kind of combat that and make it less an impact on the community.
In the city of Anderson.
In the city of Anderson.
Well, I think we are very proactive in and consistent with addressing those quality of life issues. And so when you talk about the homeless, we don't go out and just specifically hunt the homeless or target the homeless or harass the homeless. It doesn't work like that. What we do is address quality of life crimes, and a significant amount of the homeless are committing those quality of life crimes. So therefore, they get caught in that net. And what it comes down to for me is we are a law enforcement agency, and that is our job. Ultimately, when you strip us down to bare bones, that's why police departments are formed, to protect the general public and to enforce the laws that the community has, not just the federal and state laws, but also your municipal laws that your community has passed and wants enforced. And so we don't have much tolerance with that. If you're committing one of those crimes or violations, infractions, it's addressed, and we don't turn a blind eye to that. So in the city of Anderson, and I've said this many times before, it's a little bit easier and different for us there. We're a smaller community. We don't have as much greenbelt area to really protect. And we're not the county seat with all the services. So it's not really a destination area by the transient and homeless populations. They use it as a stopping point, certainly being off of Interstate 5. Brings all sorts of problems and different crime as well. But as far as the homelessness goes, we do get it as a stopping point. But as we see it, we address it.
And I wanted to remind all the citizens that you have, as a property owner, you have personal property rights. And if you have people that are abusing your rights, you need to make that phone call and say, you know, you have people that are illegally camping, or they're in an area, if they're on your property, or if you see them, you need to pick up the telephone and you need to address, you know, have the situation.
Right, you need to call it in. You definitely do. And, Tricia, I'll even take it a step farther. Property owners also have a responsibility, and especially if that property is within the city limits or bordering the city limits and it's got a bunch of undergrowth and the environments that are conducive to housing those homeless, those transients. You know, if it's areas that they will go and camp in, and they can set up shop, and they can bring stolen property to, and they can desecrate the environment, and that happens to be your property, you have a responsibility there as well, not only to report it, but to try to keep some of that undergrowth cut, and, you know, the fire hazards that come with transient camps and outdoor fires and campfires. Also, it's extended to that property owner.
Yeah, and it's important that when you see them or around them, it just make the phone call. You may not get an immediate response, but the police can only address those things that we let them know about.
Exactly, and you're right about that. That's a low priority type of call, but that doesn't mean it goes unaddressed. It just may sit a little longer until we can get to it. It may be even a few days before we can get to it. But if we know about it, we can at least plan for it and go get to it.
Absolutely. So this portion of the show has been brought to us by Four Winds Jewelers, my favorite candy store. It's located at 2225 Hilltop Drive in Reading. It's the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. They have wonderful collection of antique jewelry and estate items and turquoise. And
that's not enticing to me, Trish.
Well, I'm just saying, you
maybe
know,
for my wife.
I think, and birthdays and weddings and I always love to stop. And they are the only watch repair. If you take a watch in to be repaired, it's going to end up there anywhere because the only watch repairman in Chester County works out of there. And they replace batteries and gives you a chance to just do a little shopping. I'm a firm believer that no girl can have too many diamonds or too many guns. We'll be right back after this break.
I was born in the wagon of a traveling show. My mama had to dance for the money they throw. Papa would do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. Sell a couple bottles of Dr.
B&T Satellite is offering to our 55-plus a special deal. Find out the two exclusive offers that they have at B&T Satellite. Call 241-3474. 241-DISH.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like preventive care. Our physicians are committed to keeping you healthy with the right vaccines and wellness checks for your children. For seniors, we can review prescriptions to make sure you're on track. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring, we've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
Hello, Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning.
Andy and me would like to talk to you. We're your next door neighbors at Clampett's.
Well, thank you for calling. And how may I help you?
There ain't been one neighbor come a-calling on us since we moved in here.
Well, maybe we can help here at Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning with a new Energy Star high-efficiency heating and cooling system. That will keep your home so comfy, people will be glad to come over. And when it comes to heating and cooling your home, Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning is unbeatable.
Well, look who's getting too smart for his britches.
Call anytime at 221-2642 in Redding or 378-2642 in Anderson and Cottonwood.
Yeah, smart and neighborly of you.
Everybody calls us.
B&T Satellite is offering military and first responders two exclusive new offers to show their appreciation for their service. Call 241-3474-241-DISH and find out more from B&T Satellite.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Great lead-in music today. This is KCNR 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, your talk radio. If you're just tuning in, you haven't missed 4 days. It's not Thursday. It's Monday. This is Trish Clark. Carl's taking the day off today to celebrate his birthday, and so that's a well-earned day off. We're going to go right now to Ashley. She's got a traffic update.
So if you are driving in the North Reading area, I have a traffic update for I-5 at 299. I have the vehicles have been stopped. There was a possible vehicle rollover. No injuries reported at this point, but tow truck has been called. So it should clear up soon, but if you're on your way in the north area of town, maybe consider avoiding I-5 and 99 on-ramp.
Okay, thanks very much. And so now we are joined in the studio this hour and have been having a conversation with the Chief of Police of the City of Anderson, Mike Johnson.
Happy birthday, Carl.
and we're going to go now and talk about tomorrow night is National Night Out
National
in the City
night.
Of Anderson.
Yes, it is. And we have 13 block parties planned this year. It kicks off at 6 o'clock, and most of the police department and all the city council and city administration will be kind of farmed out to those different 13 parties. So welcome to come out, join any one of those block parties. You do not have to be a City of Anderson resident to come join in that. Our fire department, as always, hosts a ice cream social where they open up the big roll-up doors and the bays there and have the fire trucks and serve ice cream to all the citizens. So it's really a good time.
And usually the Anderson Citizens Patrol is down there joining in, and they're out and about.
Yes, we'll have the volunteer patrol out. We'll have the dogs out. We will have probably the bicycle patrols out. We'll have everybody out mixing it up somewhere.
Okay, so we invite you down. And I understand that the City of Reading is doing theirs in October, and so that this is just, as far as I know, in the City of Anderson tomorrow night. But remind everybody that if you are a citizen down there or you want to come down, and if you're not a citizen and you just want to come down and enjoy things in the other city in Shasta County. And
yeah, just bring your kids.
It's, yeah, lots of fun. And we got lots of ice cream down at the department. You can get a chance to look at the fire engines and just be a part of the celebration of National Night Out. And that's kind of an opportunity to just get people to get back to the way we used to be in our neighborhoods where we knew our neighbors, knew what was going on. And this is a kind of a reminder to know what's going on around you and be aware and when something happens in your neighborhood, be able to pass that word around and let people know of things that are happening and then get the police department involved if need be, if it's something scary. But there's a lot we can do just by paying attention and being alert in our own neighborhoods.
For sure. And you're right, that is an opportunity to get to know. A lot of people don't know who their neighbors are. Maybe the one right next door to them, but past that, it's not as common like it used to be. So this is an opportunity to get to know who's around you and be a little comfortable with reaching out to one of those neighbors if in times of need or in times of uncertainty.
Because we have a neighborhood a watch program in our neighborhood that we get phone messages or emails, or if somebody is lurking in the neighborhood or something's happening that we need to know about, that email, we're all kind of, The majority of us now are connected in some manner. We either text or we email or with some way to get that communication. Along with, we still have the phone trees where we can just pick up the phone and one person call one and then somebody else calls somebody else. We set those up in our different neighborhoods and get that information out. And it's very informative. And when you're going to not be in your neighborhood, you let that person know that you're not going to be there, if you're taking a vacation, all kinds of things that we can do to protect ourselves and make our quality of life better.
You know, you mentioned the phone tree, still one of the most productive and effective ways to get immediate notification within a neighborhood. Even though it's by cell phone now, it's still by phone, because although people are big into social media and Facebook and stuff, there's a point at night when a lot of people don't have that on anymore, and but they will have their cell phone on, and they will hear their cell phone ring or alert when they get some sort of text or something. So still very effective way.
Oh, absolutely. So and this is your opportunity. If you're not a part of a neighborhood watch in your community, this is the opportunity to not look outside and see see where the party is in your neighborhood and get yourself down there and get signed up on that, because the next time something happens, then you can be a part of that. Anyway, so final thoughts, Mike. We've talked about a whole bunch of stuff this morning. What haven't we hit on, and what do we want to talk about for the – we've got like 5 minutes left.
Okay, so on my way out the door, I guess, I want to just bring up Coffee with the Chief that I do quarterly, and I've been doing it for several years now. We just tried it first time Facebook Live, Coffee with the Chief via Facebook Live. That was different, talking for me, talking to a camera and not talking to actual people, but it was very successful in my estimation. We had a good amount of viewers. We had a good amount of input coming in over the chat room as I was going live, and we're probably going to look to do it again. And I was just talking to Trish about seeing if the senior center on a Sunday breakfast that they do would host Coffee with the Chief live there. So,
and we're going to plan towards doing that. That'll be something to look forward to. But I think it'd be a great idea, a great turnout. You'd probably have more people than you generally have.
Well, you know what the thing I like about it, and the reason I bring it up is, and I wanted to encourage, is I often get not necessarily during those sessions, but from people who watch and are hearing, will follow up and send me an email. Typically, that's the way it comes. And I get some really good community ideas that way and some community input that way. So I want to encourage that to continue, because just like you talked about with us not being able to address stuff unless we know it, goes along the same lines of us being productive and responsive to our community. If we don't know what you want, we don't know what your problems are, concerns, or issues are, and it's hard for us to address them.
Well, they take this opportunity to just get on one of my favorite bandwagons, is that a lot of times you have people in the community who are not involved. They don't volunteer at any organizations. They're not involved in organizations. And they have this kind of attitude that their vote doesn't make a difference. And I just want to disillusion all you people of that. If you're not part of your community, if you're not involved in any way, you don't attend functions, you don't support your community, and you don't get out and vote, then you're part of the problem.
And I agree. And unfortunately, a good portion of those people are not ill-intended people. They're just busy with their lives, and they actually are your working class and got families and the hustle and bustle, and it makes it difficult to add one more thing to your plate. But your community is a big deal, and if you want to live in a safe community and you want your community to thrive, you have to be part of your community and you have to participate.
And you'd be amazed once you go out and go to a couple of the functions. There's so much going on in the city event. Well, we've still got the Mosquito Serenade going on every Wednesday night, a perfect opportunity to get out, take your kids with you. It's a wonderful, even when it's hot, 100 degrees or more, you get down by the park, the breeze comes through there. There's an opportunity. It's free. You can go down, take your lawn chair, take a picnic basket, with your drinks and your children. There's fun things for them to do. If you want to, you can purchase food down there and soft drinks, but the great music all summer long.
Yeah, it's a really good event.
It's an incredible opportunity. Every Wednesday night, get down there 5:30, 6 o'clock. There's an opening act and then a headliner, and I'm not exactly sure what the headliner is.
And that's coming to, that concert series is coming to a close, so I think there's only a couple more left, so a couple more opportunities. Again, Wednesday night usually kicks off around 5:30 with the main act at 7.
Yeah, and it's just, if you don't go, it's just something you're missing out on. Again, it's a free opportunity, but I invite everybody. There are a lot of issues that we face on a daily basis in our lives. Get involved. Listen to us. Take the opportunity to meet with your police chief. And if you've got complaints about things in the community, make the phone call. Get involved. And for heaven's sakes, get out and vote and be involved in the election of the people that run our communities, because that's how you really can make a difference. We have another hour of the morning show, talk radio, coming forward with us. And we've got Enjoy Magazine in the next hour. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, Mike, for coming in this morning. Always enjoy her.
I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Cluxton at the White House, where President Trump has denounced the deadly mass shootings in Texas and Ohio as a monstrous evil.
These barbaric slaughters are an assault upon our communities, an attack upon our nation, and a crime against all of humanity.
And he said hate has no place in our country.
In one voice, our nation must condemn racism, bigotry, and white supremacy.
The president offered no specific gun control measures, but discussed mental health reform and the need to stop the glorification of violence. And he urged Democrats and Republicans to work together.
We must seek real bipartisan solutions. We have to do that in a bipartisan manner.
I'm Greg Clugston at the White House. With more news, here's Rich Thomas.
And 20 people died in the attack in El Paso, 9 people killed in Dayton. Vigils held in both cities over the weekend. In Dayton, attendee Matthew Shepard says enough is enough.
We're very tired of mass shootings. This has been the third one in a week, the second one in a 24-hour stretch.
The Texas suspect is a 21-year-old man from the Dallas area facing a state capital murder charge, and prosecutor says he will seek the death penalty. Also, federal charges are pending. Investigators say it appears the gunman is motivated by racial hatred. The Dayton gunman was fatally shot by police, and they say they don't yet have a motive for the attack. Among the victims in Dayton, the gunman's sister. Well, this is no way to start off the new week. Wall Street being gripped by a major sell-off. The key averages are plunging as the U.S.-China trade war deepens. China allowing its currency to fall to an 11-year low against the dollar, and that's prompting fears that Beijing has turned to currency manipulation as a weapon in its tariff standoff with the U.S. Right now, the Dow down 552 points, the NASDAQ off 222. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-892-2307 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-892-2307 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-892-2307 now and start learning to trade the right way. Call 855-892-2307. 2307, prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
A business survey closely watched by the European Central Bank shows the Eurozone's economy is slowing sharply and not far from levels it will see it contracting.
In its monthly survey of the manufacturing and services sector, IHS Markit says its composite purchasing managers index fell to 51.5 in July from 52.2 the previous month. The fall takes the index close to the 50 threshold, which marks no change in output. The overall index masks differences between the sectors, with services continuing to grow solidly, but manufacturing posting an accelerated fall in output.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Droves of protesters have filled public parks and squares in several Hong Kong districts in today's general strike, staged on a weekday to draw more attention to their demand that the semi-autonomous Chinese city's leader step down. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Environmental groups in Paris warning against lead pollution in the Notre Dame cleanup project.
Activists and unions want measures to ensure that workers at the fire-ravaged Notre Dame Cathedral and nearby residents are protected from toxic pollution. Cleanup work at the Paris Cathedral was suspended last month over concerns about lead risks, while work's expected to resume soon under stricter protection rules. Experts worry, though, lead particles may be polluting the area's air. and are asking for a regularly updated chart showing pollution levels. Hundreds of tons of toxic lead in Notre Dame's spire and roof melted during the April blaze. I'm Charles de Lethesma.
And watching Wall Street as a sell-off rolls on, the Dow down 541 points. The Nasdaq is off 219 for a loss of almost 3%. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning. This is KCNR 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, and we're streaming live. And it's not Thursday. You're just not need not get all. My gosh, I missed half the week. This is Trish Clark. Carl is taking the day off. He is having a birthday today, so they're going to celebrate and have a full day together. And I think that's great. So I'm sitting in this morning and I'm going to be talking with Enjoy Magazine here in a little while. It's 72 degrees, in downtown Reading, going for a high today of 104, low of 71, a high tomorrow of 102, and a low of 89, and then, or 79, 69. Gonna get a little cooler. And on Wednesday, a high of 99 and a low of 65. So it, you know, we're starting to see a little bit of a decreasing temperature as the week goes on, but unfortunately next week it bumps right back up. So it's still summer and it's going to stay that way for a while, but it is Shasta County. It is Reading. So we're kind of expecting that. The weather as always is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. We're going to go to the phone right now and talk with Sally. Good morning, Sally.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I am doing well. I'm calling in to let the people know that tonight at the Reading Patriots meeting, we have Sheriff Tom Basinko coming in. And in light of the shootings over the weekend and last week, I think it should be a very interesting discussion about what can be done to prevent these things or minimize the death that has occurred over the weekend.
Certainly that's becoming all too common an event. You know, we had it the weekend before, just right over at the Gilroy Garlic Festival, and then two just this last weekend.
Yes, yes. And so tonight it's going to be at 6 o'clock. At 2570 South Bonnie View Road, Sheriff Tom Basinko will be there, and we will have a good discussion.
Thanks, Sally, for calling
in.
All right,
thank you very much, Trish. Have a good day.
Thank you very much. Okay, we're going to go right now, and we're going to have our conversation about Enjoy Magazine with James Mazzotta and Rhonda Alvey, and welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning. Excuse me.
So I took the copy home with me when I was here last week, and that's a great magazine.
So you could phone up on what's happening for the month?
Well, yeah, I could kind of have an idea, and I looked at, boy, you've got some great articles in this magazine for August.
See, she did that, and it's just it's our beer issue. You're Trish the party girl.
Yeah, but I drink wine. I saw that, and I thought, as I was looking at all the different places, and I checked each one to make sure they also served wine.
Yeah.
It's actually about handcrafted, so it's not just beer.
I know.
Oh, okay.
It's just the picture on the front. And yeah. We have quite a few things in here this month about all the, you know, the beer week.
Beer week starts on Saturday. And,
yeah. But, yeah, it is called, this issue is called Handcrafted, and it's, you know, it's about anything that's really handcrafted. So
where are we going to go first?
Well, this is our August issue, if you can imagine. You and I were just talking before we went to break about how we're already in August. I'm freaking out because I'm already being, you know, beat up by my staff at the store saying, you know, we should have already put our Christmas orders in. And I'm thinking to myself, oh my gosh, I'm just tying up Christmas from last year, trying to get product back to vendors and, you know, all this stuff. And so I'm just like, this cannot be happening. We were talking about how life is just seems to be screaming by. And it's just amazing that we're, you know, in the next day or two already printing September and getting ready for October.
October stories issues. Are in.
Yeah, October stories are coming in. And I just think to myself, some days I go, what is happening?
My I know, it's just flying by.
Yeah, it's, there was a song back about, you know, stop the train, let me get off. I really wish that we could slow back down.
I know.
It's I don't crazy. Know how we do it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just amazing. Then I have to, what I do is that sometimes I'll go out in the backyard and just lay down and look up at the stars and then just think about how small we really are, and then it kind of resets me in that, like, oh gosh, okay. So, you know, all the stuff that I'm thinking about is important, but when you look at the scheme of how tiny we are, it's like, oh, this is nothing.
You know, and I think when I go to bed at night, I try to put all that, okay, all of the things that didn't get accomplished today, you know, I just kind of take the idea that, you know, probably some of them just didn't need to happen in the first place. And I don't,
that's a good attitude.
I don't go forward with trying to each day catch up with what I didn't do the day before.
Oh, you drowned.
You would. You just kind of, okay, start fresh and what are the priorities for today?
Right.
And then just do the best you can with that day and then let it go.
Yep. Exactly. You have to.
Yeah.
So this is a great issue. Like we said, this is our August issue and called Handmade. And of course, one of the first things that we always, when Linda and Carl are here, we like to talk about the My Town section. And this is a piece that we started, how long ago, Rhonda?
That's almost 2 years.
Almost 2 years, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just real simple. I really like it because I like to read what people feel and think. And so these are community members in the North State from all over. This gentleman that we're doing right now, Chad Scott, is the executive director to the Shasta Builders Exchange. So he is here in Reading. But this is just a way for people to express how they feel about their town or where they're from in the North State and why they find it so great. And his is very interesting. He's taken a different approach where he's acknowledged quite often a lot of the things that other people say, like, you know, this is, we've got the great outdoors, we've got this, we've got great people. And he concurs and says that this is, you know, all the same things that he appreciates. But what he really has found to be appreciative of his town is that Reading specifically is a town that you can actually roll up your sleeves and get dirty and make a change. And I just thought that was kind of cool, is that he really honors the fact that he realizes that we have struggles. He realizes, you know, all the things that we have and need to do. But that's what he appreciates about our community, is that it has things that are needed, and he can roll up his sleeves and he can get together with all those great people that other people talk about and actually make a physical difference in our community.
Well, and that is one of the great things about this community, is that people do get involved and
for everything.
For everything. It's a very giving community. Right. And if you can point out a great need that people see, they'll get involved and try to solve it.
And another thing I like about it is he left and then he came back. So, he went off to school and then decided he wasn't coming back. He was in the Southern California area, and then he did end up coming back and is very grateful that he did, because he can make a difference here.
Yeah, so. And I think that's
And he's a great guy. He's a really
That's what we're seeing a lot of now. Is,
yeah,
and
he's taken Joe Comeni's place at Shasta Builders Exchange. Yeah.
Yeah, I was wondering that, if it was Joe that he took the place. I love Joe, so I've worked with Joe. Oh, my gosh.
We worked with Joe at KMN.
Yeah, we were. Sorry. I'm sorry. I mean, I've known them since before their children were born.
Well, when I think
and now they're police officers and, you know, they're
married.
And yeah, it's like, wow, am I old?
Yeah, no, but I think and Joe's doing a great job on the Board of Supervisors. Mm-hmm. I'm pleased to see him there.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, so we appreciate Mr. Comenti and his wife, who's at the Sheraton, and she's an amazing human being too. I love
dynamo
to tease. Yeah, Debbie Comenti. They're quite a dynamic pair. So, So anyway, the My Town is something that's really interesting that we love to share. And who knows? You know, if you have an interesting perspective of a community that you live in the North State. Please reach out and email Rhonda and let them know. You know, I'm not really sure how you guys pick them or how they get picked or nominated. Or
They have been chosen through January right now. So
Through January. Nothing.
And things might change.
At the speed that we're going.
Yeah.
That's tomorrow, isn't it? Yeah. better start looking.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to take a break. And this section of the show has been brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. They are a community-oriented, dedicated team of professionals committed to providing the highest level of personal service. Cornerstone has three branches serving Shasta and Tama counties in Red Bluff by Jack's Grill on California Street and on East Cypress Avenue in Redding. We are excited to announce that the East Cypress branch will be relocating to Hartnell, and they did that.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
They did that, and so that bank is over there. So you can also visit them online at bankcornerstone.com. Beautiful buildings and great service provided by Cornerstone Community Bank. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away.
Get your morning update with us, Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Redding. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in. It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changetheculture.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received the call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
And welcome back. This is KCNR, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM. We're streaming live. Jump into the chat room and join us that way. But reminding everyone that we are 96.5 FM now. Not Thursday. It's Trish Clark. We're here with you this morning, and we've got Enjoy Magazine.
It's Monday.
It's Monday. But generally speaking, when people hear my voice, they're used to, well, how did we get to Thursday already? We're talking about time speeding by. But Carl's birthday today.
So. Happy birthday, Carl.
Welcome from your coma. It's now, yeah.
Exactly. And so we're visiting here with James and Rhonda from Enjoy Magazine.
So yep, I just want to make a quick mention because you went out with Cornerstone Bank ad, and Cornerstone Bank is awesome. It's my bank, but it's also they have loaned Riverfront Playhouse the money to start building, and building is starting in this week.
Oh, fantastic.
So, well, remodeling over on California Street. On the 17th of August, Riverfront is going to have a groundbreaking celebration. So from 10 o'clock until noon, it's just going to be a very simple, you know, come and celebrate with us that we're getting this started finally after 15 years or something
that. Oh, I'm so looking forward to it because the Riverfront Playhouse is just one of those jewels in Reading that people – I run into people – and they don't know about Riverfront Playhouse.
I know, it's crazy, and it's been around 39 years.
Exactly, and the productions are just
incredible.
They're so fun.
Little Women is playing right now. It was sold out on Sunday, so ticket sales are going pretty well. So if you want to see that, get tickets.
And that's still for the old location, obviously.
Yeah,
Confuse people. But my wish for the community is not to give up. You know what I mean? Riverfront's been obviously performing for, what'd you say, 39 years?
Yeah.
And I remember some of the very, very first performances, if you can imagine, as a small child. One of the gentlemen that started Riverfront, Dick Cornfield, is actually the K in KMS when my dad started KMS, you know, 40 years ago or whatever it was here in Redding, California. And it's funny because the building that we are in, our store is in, was the actual first office for my dad's building or for my dad's company, and that's where he did all of his manufacturing. So it's kind of gone full circle in a weird small way.
World.
Yeah.
Small world. Yeah.
But I know that, you know, quite often when you're fundraising and fundraising and fundraising for years and years and years, people get burned out. And I totally understand that. But, you know, theater is a struggle, just like any small business. But the testament that they've been here for 39 years and have continued to perform actively for those many years is a testament to the organization. And so kudos to Cornerstone for acknowledging that hard work. And there's still a lot to do.
There's still a lot
but
to
this
do.
Is, but this is a success that we need to champion and celebrate and communicate to the community that, you know, it's now happening again. So we can rally people behind it and say, okay, there's still more things that need to be done. You know, still some more fundraising or, you know, in kind, if you are a business owner and you specialize in something, you know, in construction or whatever, and are willing to give hours and, you know, either, equipment or, you know, product.
Yeah.
That's all needed.
Many ways to get involved. There are many groundbreaking on the 17th.
On the 17th. Groundbreaking celebration, 10 to noon. We're going to have coffee and pastries and come out and we'll have iced tea
and again, the address is that
it's going to be at 1950 California Street.
1950 California.
Yep. So that was the old, there was, it was a
Rio.
Yeah. Rio Rehabilitation Center or whatever.
Yes.
And it's a really cool building.
It's going to be a great theater. Yeah. It really is. They're going to fill the pool, I think, this week. So
yeah, there was a pool inside, obviously, for rehabilitation. Now that's being filled.
Yeah, it'll be kind of a one-time theater option.
Though, too bad. We're not going to be doing swimming.
I thought it would be really cool to do those old-fashioned, you know.
Esther Williams shows.
Esters, yeah, with, like, flowers and waterfalls.
Exactly.
Like, I was excited.
We'd have to kind of, it would limit the venues.
Yeah.
Or you could do a Cirque du Soleil kind of thing, the one that's in the water in Vegas.
Okay.
But, yeah, Donna Jamian Construction has been really awesome too, and he's the one doing the construction. So,
all right,
yay!
That is just a success story because certainly we've all gone to those performances, I was talking in the first hour about being involved. Pay attention to what's going on because there's so much going on in Shasta County on any day.
Oh, my gosh, is there ever.
And they say, oh, there's nothing to do. Oh, my gosh, yeah. That's just not true.
Because it's got four pages in this thing.
There's four pages of stuff to do in the Enjoy magazine. But
just
every
the
weekend
calendar.
And yeah. every day, there's something really fun going on if you just step outside your box a little bit, look around, and, mm-hmm. and if you're not involved in something in this community, you need to be because there's all kinds of opportunities. Yep. So celebration of studs.
Yeah, so speaking of things to do, page 19, celebration of studs, a taste of local brewers and Reading Beer Week. And this is the eighth year already. I remember when it started, too.
Me, too. I know.
So a lot of young people from some of the active clubs began to, I think, put this together originally.
The Catalyst.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And now
and they're still doing
and
it.
And they have a new, you know, obviously hands change and there's some new blood in here. But, so the event starts, what is it, August
10th, August, from 1 to 5.
1 to 5, yes. And then it is a solid week of events all the way through, all kinds of cool things. But this is something that they've really transformed into an event that they really are hoping will become a destination for people to come from, not just...
Like Hot August Night.
Yeah, come out from other parts of the state and recognize Reading for who we are and... Obviously, our beer prowess now because we have a lot of these micro brews and things that have opened up and really
all over Shasta County. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so what does it say? They according is estimated to 40 to 60 beer themed events will happen during those 8 days.
Okay. Reading Beer Week, August 10th through 17th.
And there'll be over 30 local vendors, and then there will be a lot from the outside as well.
And if you're interested about more information, you besides the magazine, you can go to readingbeerweek.com.
Yeah.
Yep.
Find all of the things that are going on.
So, let's see. 35 brewers and samplers, 50-plus events held for the following 7 days. I just wanted to make sure that we were saying that correctly. So, I love the pictures that were submitted.
Yeah.
They really make it look like you could have a really great time. I mean, you can, but you know what I mean?
I love their logo.
Yeah. I'm a picture person. So for me, you know, when I see pictures of events.
And these people are having a blast.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, that can be me. I could do that.
Everybody's having a good time, for sure.
Yeah. And do you like that logo? Because did Matt do it?
Matt did the logo, yeah. Matt Briner. Uh-huh. So, it's a cool logo. I actually did
a cool logo.
I had to do a paper in my art class on a logo, and that was the one I chose.
Oh,
so
was
it? What are you talking about? The VIP beer bar?
No, it's the very last page, and it's the one with the Shasta Dam, and it's overflowing.
It's a small picture, right?
Oh, okay.
It's overflowing the dam, the spillway,
right,
but it's got a pool thing on the top, so it looks like the dam is overflowing with beer.
Oh, nice,
clever.
That is very clever. That's on page 22. Very
little
clever.
Little Matt. I love little Matt. So anyway, so Beer Week is kicking off. So get your tickets. I don't know if they ever sell out because it just accommodates a ton of people, or I'm not really sure. But I mean, it is packed.
Probably the VIP tickets sell out.
Yeah, I know something does, but I'm not familiar with how it's all broken down. But I mean, it's like you need to get involved and get going. Otherwise, you kind of get left out. So. Another fun thing, just real quick, since we're talking about it, and it looks like a lot of fun, and it has sold out, and the only way that you can get tickets now are through the radios, and that is going to be the Tipsy Tomato, and that's coming up, and this is, I think, the first annual, and it's to deem the best Bloody Mary.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one looks like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Okay, and what page are we on now?
So that is just something that I highlighted out of our calendar. It wasn't something.
Oh, okay.
I just really saw this when I was looking through.
I'm very interested in this.
Yeah.
Tipsy Tomato, tell me about this.
So it's just going to be a new thing that they're doing, kind of like, you know, a beer week, but this is now just all focused around Bloody Mary.
Okay.
And so people, all these different restaurants and people are participating, creating, and then the Shasta County will vote on which one's the best and who is honored to have the best Bloody Mary.
Okay, so now just a little bit of history here, because when I first moved here from Idaho, when you ordered a Bloody Mary in Idaho back then, you got a beer and tomato juice.
Oh, really?
And the first time I ordered a Bloody Mary in California, and they gave me this thing with the celery sprouting out of it and all that, I'm like, what in the world is this?
You crazy California.
Now,
it's
tomato beer
is
what they call it, a beer and tomato juice here. But in Idaho, back in the beer bars and what have you. Ordered a Bloody Mary, that's what you got.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Great Bloody Mary's out at the restaurant out at the lake. I can't remember. They've changed the name, but it used to be Whale of the Tail or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
So I think it's the Cookhouse.
Yes. Okay, and they do make great Bloody Marys.
It comes with like a full hamburger and everything, like stuck on a skewer.
It's a meal.
It's a total meal.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you ever get a chance and you want to go there, I don't know if they're participating or not, but so it's going to it sounds like it's a lot of fun. I have heard that it has already completely sold out, and you can win tickets still to go. But, yeah, I mean,
another fun thing.
I love Bloody Marys. So, yeah.
It's going to be at the Elks Lodge.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and so we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Sisters, sisters, there were never such devoted sisters. Never had to have a chaperone, no, sir. I'm there to keep my eye on her. Caring, sharing.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like preventive care. Our physicians are committed to keeping you healthy with the right vaccines and wellness checks for your children. For seniors, we can review prescriptions to make sure you're on track. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260. Or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Hello, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Assembly District 1. Are you happy with the direction California is going? I'm not. From giving sanctuary to illegal aliens, to overtaxing you, to overregulating all aspects of your life, to blatant disrespect for the Constitution, Sacramento is clearly out of touch with Northern California. We need a fighter more than ever, someone who will stand up for the values that are important to us in District 1. As a Redding resident for over 50 years, I know the area and I have the experience and leadership our district needs. I have over 40 years in the private sector. And in my business, I'm debt-free. Sacramento can't say that. I also have 8 years as a Redding City Councilman, and I was mayor of Redding in 2010. We have no more time to spare. We need a strong leader today. I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I would be honored to earn your vote this August 27th.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Jones, Assembly District 1, 2019.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled. Then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
One bourbon, one scotch, one beer.
And that's a great way to come back. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is Trish Clark, and I'm sitting in this morning for Carl, who's enjoying his birthday. And so he'll be back tomorrow. This section of the show is brought to us by Home Helpers, our good friend Sharon Clark. If you are recovering from an injury or surgery, your loved one is needing some extra help at home, the amazing caregivers of Home Helper can help keep your loved one safe and independent in their very own home. All caregivers must be licensed by the state, pass background checks, DMV screening, and drug testing. Schedule 2 hours to 24 hours a day. Can't get any better in-home help than Home Helpers. Give them a call at 226-8350. I'm joined in the studio for this hour with the people from Enjoy the Magazine, James and Rhonda, and we've been talking about a lot of fun stuff that's in this magazine.
Yeah.
If you're not picking up these magazines, you know, they're available in all kinds of locations around different places in Shasta County,
mm-hmm.
as well as stop by the shop down on
Placer Street.
Placer Street, and pick up a copy of it. But if you're not reading this magazine, you're missing out on a lot of what's happening in Shasta County. It's a really good article.
And yeah, and not just Shasta County, but you know, all over the greater Northern California. And speaking of that, we've been talking about some of these beer festivals and things going on, and you're talking about our territory. This isn't necessarily our territory, but we get a lot of people from Southern Oregon that are very interested in our publication and use it as a tool for people to be aware of what's going on just mm-hmm. across the border, because it's a beautiful drive. Ashland and Medford are incredible places to visit. But this is the first annual Klamath Falls Basin Oktoberfest 2019, and it's September 21st from 2 to 9 p.m. It's at the Bill Collier Community Ice Arena in Klamath Falls.
And you're right. That is a wonderful drive to take and something to plan, maybe a little excursion, maybe even an overnighter.
Yep.
Go up and enjoy that. And it's that connection.
A lot of people we know do that. They go up to Ashland, will spend the night, go see a show or, you know.
Or over to the Brit in Jackson. Yeah. Lots of stuff going on.
And fun things, too. Like my son works for Dutch Brothers, which obviously the Resners own a lot of those Dutch, you know, they're a big supporter. And that all comes out of Southern Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
Where
a lot of connections between Southern Oregon and Northern California.
Yeah. So anyway, just wanted to give this event again. It's the first annual Klamath Falls Basin Oktoberfest, and it's in September, on September 21st. So. We appreciate their advertising in here, and so if you just are a beer connoisseur and you didn't get enough for our beer week, you can move to that event.
And James is just going to really continue to try to make beer drinkers out of us, isn't he, Rhonda?
Yeah, he's trying.
So anyway, what are you?
We have some. I'm not going to go through a lot of these, but there are some really great fun facts about craft beer.
Oh yeah, I saw these.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting actually. So
I like what is a craft beer? That's one of the questions. And
yes.
Surprisingly, I was a little blown away by it because I had a perception in my head. So there, you know, I think there's a lot of people that are, you know, would say, oh, it needs to be this, you know, mm-hmm. or that. But there is there's a governing body that determines.
And what is the?
So you have to be part of the beer association, a trade group as advocate. So. And you have to have an annual production of 6 million barrels or less. To me, that just sounds like, you
that's
know what
a
I
lot
mean?
Of beer.
That's what I thought, too. And I thought, that's what they consider craft beer? I would have thought it would have been much smaller than that. But that's the cutoff there. But and then it also says, too, that's interesting that it's with no more of 25% ownership by a non-craft alcoholic beverage industry producer.
So Coors Light can't open.
Well, so Coors can buy into your craft beer, but they can only own 25% of your business before it no longer is qualified as a craft beer.
Oh, okay.
So they were talking about some of the things like Shock Top and Blue Moon. They're considered craft beers, but they have ownership by some of the other behemoth, they call them. Miller Coors and Anheuser-Busch are own part of those businesses, but it's less 25% or less, so therefore they're still qualified as a craft beer.
I'm learning all kinds of things.
I know. So I loved this whole thing. And then it goes on to talk about what else?
There were 7,231 breweries in operation at the end of 2018. The some 99% of those were small and independent craft brewers that combined to produce 25.6 million barrels of beer.
Mm. And a barrel of beer is 30 gallons or two full-size kegs.
Do you know what I'm surprised at, Ed, speaking of this, is because it beer really has become a kind it's of... It used to be really unusual that people actually had a keg tap in their mm-hmm. home. And now I...
Everybody does. Either that or you have growlers and you just go down to the corner brewery and fill up. You know, you have a beer while you're there, or maybe a little hors d'oeuvre, and then you fill your growler up and then you take it home and you have it for the rest of the week.
Well, and I wasn't aware of that. And I've been in homes recently across the United States where they actually got the tap going there uh-huh. and it's all refrigerated in.
Yeah. Kegavator or something like that.
Exactly.
Kegavator.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Also, a lot of people don't realize too what is an IPA. So people just, you know, that's a buzzword and it's a type of beer. It's called an acronym for Indian Pale Ale. And there's a lot of history behind that. There's some, you know, things that people think or, you know, so there's an argument how it came to be, but it does definitely pertain to India. And some people said that it was the English that started it, but they made it extra hoppy because it was being transported to India and it needed to have a little bit more stability. And then others say that it was actually because when the British were in India, and it was being made there, it had a lot more hop forward, and so then that was taken back, and then it's created kind of a culture for this type of beer. But this goes all the way back, you know, to the 1830s. But interestingly enough, there was a section in here, and I remember where I read this, but it was talking about beer in general and how old beer is. And they're saying originally researchers have tested ancient pottery jars that had beer in it that was produced over 7,000 years ago. And they're saying that they believe beer possibly started in Iran over 7,000 years ago.
And I always thought beer started in Germany. I don't know. For me, when I think of beer, I think of Germany.
They're saying that in Mesopotamia 6,000 years ago, the Sumerians had consumed beer, and 3,900 years ago, they found poems honoring beer, and then also I can't pronounce it, but they had a goddess that was the patron of fermentation.
Okay.
And they found recipes.
Everything you ever wanted to know about beer and its history and
it's pretty cool.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So this is one of my favorite articles this month. Because I'm an info buff. Like, I just want to know the facts. Like, you know, and so if you give me, you can take any topic, boring or not, and just break it down into like, cool things like that, and I'm all over it.
Okay, yeah. Well, I know when I was perusing this over the weekend, I learned way more than I ever even thought I wanted to know about beer.
There's some other great
and
stories,
and some interesting
too,
stuff. Yeah.
Well, we do. I mean, imagine this. I mean, for us, it's every issue. I mean, even for
there's
me,
something we
I
learn.
Constantly am picking something up and going, oh, my gosh, I had no idea.
Yeah, yeah.
That's here. That's around here. That's in the North State.
Well, and there are these places to taste these beers are everywhere.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In every.
And just speaking of that, so. The people that own the Enjoy Store in Red Bluff are also 50% owner in Cedar Crest Winery and Brewery. And they're just getting ready to open their brewery in a couple of days right next door to the Enjoy Store. It's huge. It's a big tasting room.
Oh,
and they
nice.
Have all their brewing vessels, Cedar Crest Winery and Brewery. Yeah. Winery and Brewery.
And I like that because I find that most of these areas recognize when we do these things, I'm always pleased to see that they do recognize that, well, we like the atmosphere and we like the – not all of us are beer drinkers.
Uh-huh.
And like my husband used to say, not all of us are wine drinkers. Except he was Italian and he pretty much would drink the wine as well. But give you an option to go with it as well.
Yeah, so they're trying to open their doors before the Fashion Week Sip and Shop, I think it is. There's going on downtown, so you'll be able to sip and shop and then also be a part of the beer week.
There's so much going on in downtown and need to pay attention. A lot of building going on. Going to be some major changes in the next 2 or 3 years. So there's always something to do, always something to do.
Well, there's gonna be
something to explore because like this business about the Haverton Hill Creamery in Richfield, they make ice cream out of sheep's milk. So, I'd love to go there and check that out.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
One of the great things about living in Northern California is it an hour or two away, there's always
something
very interesting that you have not seen, no matter how long you've lived here. Yep. And we tend not to visit those things that are really close to us. We take them for granted.
I was going to say, that's the thing that we have to get over, and I'm guilty, so I'm not trying to be a hypocrite. But, yeah, you quite often do not enjoy the resources you have at your fingertips. It takes people from outside to come visit, and then you showcase it for them. And
that's what I was just going to say.
And they're like, oh, this is great. You must come here every weekend. I'm like, I've never been here.
This is true. I love having company that you get to entertain for a week or so, because then you start thinking, okay, where can I take them for a little day trip to something to do? And there's just no end to the list of things that places to go.
And when we started the magazine, we thought, is there going to be enough to write about? Well, you know.
There always is.
Yeah.
There always is. Okay, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
B&T Satellite is offering to our 55-plus a special deal. Find out the two exclusive offers that they have at B&T Satellite. Call 241-3474. 241-DISH.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. Although Coach Master is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coach Master has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coach Master, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coach Master apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachMasterAutobody.com.
Stay tuned for an important message for conservative Republican voters.
This is former California Republican Party Chairman Jim Brulte, and I'm on your radio today supporting Assembly candidate Megan Dolley. Megan Dolley is the kind of Reagan Republican we need, a no-nonsense conservative. Megan is tough, smart. She's got real-world experience as a small businesswoman. You can count on Megan Dolley to do what's right for the North State.
I'm Republican Megan Dolley. I've spent my whole life here in the North State. I'm a farmer, wife, and mother. I strongly oppose overregulation and higher taxes, and I will vote to protect Prop 13. I'll fight to secure our border and end the sanctuary state policies that protect illegal alien criminals. In the Assembly, I'll work as hard for the North State as I do for my own family. We are strong together.
Ad paid for by Megan Dolley for Assembly.
Powerhouse Solar announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
B&T Satellite is offering military and first responders two exclusive new offers to show their appreciation for their service. Call 241-3474, 241-DISH, and find out more from B&T Satellite.
Hear us streaming 24-7 at KCNR1460.com.
Take me home to the place.
I can just listen to that song all the way through because I love that song. Absolutely.
It's an amazing song.
It is. And welcome back. This is KCNR 96.5 FM 1460, your talk radio. And we've been visiting this morning, this last hour, with James Nassada and Rhonda Alvey from the Enjoy magazine.
We always love doing this.
And it's just where there's, we've been talking mostly about the beer and the different handcrafted items in Shasta County and the area, but just more than just, there's so much going on in our community and around.
How much is going on? And you're looking at a 90-plus page magazine that's filled with it, and we do that every single month and have been doing that for 12 years. That'll tell you how much is going on. And realistically, it's almost a non-repeat. I mean, occasionally we'll do a follow-up story on somebody that, because it's just either exploded or taken off, you know,
or things have changed.
Transition. But I mean, realistically, it's like new stuff all the time.
Exactly. In a 90-page magazine highlighting all those new things and changing things, but they're just so much to see and do in the North State.
Speaking of seeing and doing, I just want to give a quick plug. One of the awesome things that we do for Enjoy Magazine is we do Enjoy Movies in the Park during the summer. So from June through August, we are in one of our local parks each month, and we're showing free movies to the community by support with other local businesses that support us. And we've moved now. We're here in August, so we're at Enterprise Park, which is also known as Kids Kingdom. We're up on top on the soccer fields. We had our first show this last Friday, and this Friday we will be doing How to Train Your Dragon, there's actually more to it, The Hidden World. And I was looking at the weather, and it's supposed to be 88 degrees that day, if you can imagine that.
That'd be so nice.
So that is going to be the perfect weather for a perfect movie out under the stars. We've implemented a lot of really great things. Dignity Health has supported us in sponsoring, and they've created a VIP section, so we have these great inflatable chairs behind velvet ropes on a red carpet. And if you just get a ticket from us, and if you win, you get to move into that section. You get free popcorn or kettle corn and cotton candy.
Oh, fun. Yeah.
Members First Credit Union supported our money tornado. So if you win, you get to go into this really cool money tornado and try to catch as much money as you can in 30 seconds. We give away in-kind tickets from Turtle Bay for six-day passes. So there's all kinds of things that you can do and have fun and win. Listen to music before the movie gets started. You know, try our food vendors, that kind of stuff. So come join us.
What a fun thing.
It's much fun. It really is a lot of fun.
I go back and I say it two or three times during a show like this that I have people say to me, well, you know, there's just there's nothing to do. And I just look at them and go, you're just not paying attention.
And this is free.
And on the third Friday every month, Dignity brings their Hello Human Kindness van, and they give away free kettle corn and free drinks. So you get free popcorn, free drinks, free movie, chance to win passes and money. I mean, and all you have to do is just show up.
Exactly.
That's like a win-win-win-win-win.
Well, and earlier we were talking about down in the city of Anderson all summer long, you've got the Mosquito Serenade on Wednesday night.
That's where we show the movies in Anderson on Friday nights. Is that where?
In July. So, I mean, you know, there's just, people, you're not paying attention if you're not out doing things with your kids. There's so many opportunities. Mm-hmm. To bring your families and enjoy so many things.
And ours is hyper kid friendly. It's just totally fun family. And
kids come, they come early and bring footballs and throw balls in the park.
Frisbee. I mean, they're doing all, kids are running around like mad people.
They bring their blow up mattresses.
Well, I can remember as a kid in the Twin Falls Park where I grew up, they always had the band. You'd go down and, like you said, kid friendly and the music and things were going on, or they'd show movies. Yeah.
And Shasta Lake City has their movie or music in the park too.
Go online, look around, call somebody, find out what's happening in your community
and we have a great calendar on our website too that people put their events on. So,
perfect.
Yeah. So check it out.
I know when you're trying to plan an event in Shasta County, it's very difficult to try to come up with a date that there aren't already 50,000 things going on.
That's the new problem.
Whenever you have a function, somebody will say, well, that was kind of a bad night because there was this. And I said, there isn't any night to choose on a weekend. There's only 12 months and so many weekends.
Yeah.
You can't find a place. But there's always something to go and do and find to enjoy.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So enjoy.
What's kind of one of the last things here we got you were going to share? Do you have something?
You know, just some really amazing people. This story that we have in this issue, Heritage Taxidermy.
Oh, that's right. You did that. Yeah.
This woman is amazing. And I think it's rare that a woman is a taxidermist. And yeah.
I think that is. Yeah.
She's young and she's pretty and she's, you know, she's hip. She's just a really cool lady. I got to meet her and take some photos. It was really hard to take photos because she had so many animals in her barn that she had done. And they're just on top of each other, and it was in a barn, and so it was difficult to get pictures. But she has some amazing animals in there that she has done taxidermy on. Yeah, it's amazing. So just amazing people in this area, too. She's actually in Humboldt County, and, gosh, I was just blown away by her stuff. And that's not my thing. Taxidermy is really not my thing, but what she does
is pretty
amazing. Yeah. She's an artist.
If you're good at it,
yeah.
It's amazing what you do.
She's really good at
it. I think a lot of times that people associate taxidermy with hunting,
mm-hmm.
and maybe that's not their thing, but there's all kinds of examples of taxidermy that doesn't have anything to do with shooting or killing anything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She's
got
animals in general and
just
birds.
The stuff
and,
that she has, fish and raccoon, I mean, things on the walls. It's just, I was just blown away. It was, she was just a really neat person, too.
Yeah.
I was really glad
that's the thing.
Her.
Hunting is either a thing or it's not, but we live in a community or we live in a part of the state where hunting is a big part of our culture. So.
Well, and it is. And, yeah. and of course, I certainly was not trying to say that I'm not supporting
of
that because I think that, you know,
my dad and brothers love to hunt.
I love to hunt. I've always grown up fishing and hunting, and
I bring a camera, so I go hunting with them, and I actually just bring a camera with me because I mean I'm not necessarily against it, but it's not
it's something that you want to do.
Yeah,
exactly.
I love to fish. Yeah. You know, so there's just whatever it is that you do.
I'm to the point now where when I am hunting, I don't choose to carry the gun anymore. Mainly because it's just heavy.
Mm-hmm.
I still love pheasant hunting because I love to get out and watch the dogs work with the birds.
It's pretty amazing.
I just like the whole process of it.
So. One other thing too is so at Enjoy the Store, obviously we're now open. I wanted to share we're open 7 days a week, so we're limited hours on Sunday from 10 to 2. But every month in the magazine, we have a really beautiful ad. And we're featuring a product because we do sampling. So if you're out and about and you have something, you know, you're done with church or whatever it is that you're doing out on Sunday, come on into the store and check out what we have to offer. So this month here for the month of August, we are sampling honeys from Chico Honey Company.
Oh, nice.
And last Sunday, just a couple days or day ago.
Yesterday.
I know. Like
yesterday.
Yeah, that would be yesterday. Talk about time warp. We were sampling and a lot of people came in, and it's really interesting how honey is kind of like wine now, where the diversity in taste, clarity, all kinds of things. So you really can tell the difference of honey. And we're doing Chico Honey Company right now, and they have an apiary in California just to the south of us. And they have one in Montana, and they have one in Hawaii. And they bring their honeys all down here, and so that's what we're sampling are those three varietals.
And that's incredible. And one of the things that those of you who are very health conscious, thinking about natural foods that you can add to your diet that are very healthy, honey happens to be one of those that specifically mixed with cinnamon.
Cinnamon, yeah.
Can do so many wonderful things to your body, both natural ingredients
mm-hmm.
and just adding that. Just as a side note, the honey in the wintertime,
mm-hmm.
Just the honey and cinnamon and hot water in the evening,
just
a nice little kind of, rather than a cup of tea,
yeah.
Maybe that honey and cinnamon is a great thing.
I agree.
And of course, the local
and they're finding
honey
out more and more about honey and what advantages it has. I mean, it's got amazing medicinal purposes.
Absolutely.
For bacteria and infections. And
if you go on and Google that, and they come up with a whole thing about the beneficial things for mm-hmm. honey, and it's absolutely amazing.
Well, they're using it at hospitals now. Maluka
exactly.
honey, they're putting it on wounds that won't heal because honey never goes bad. I mean, they're opening jars that are 2,000 years old that
that's
they're finding
exactly.
in Egypt, and they're still edible. So,
yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
But so come on down to the store and check it out. You'll definitely, definitely be able to tell the difference between the honeys when you taste them.
And besides, it just tastes good.
Yeah.
It does. I mean, honey is one of those things that, I mean, what's if you've got a sweet tooth, I always have fresh honey.
Yeah.
And just a spoonful.
Well, thank you, honey. It was great to be here.
It was great visiting with you. Enjoyed this this morning. Reminding all of you that Carl and Lynn will be back tomorrow. This has been Trish Clark. I've been hosting this morning. Wish happy birthday, Carl.
Happy birthday. Enjoy your day.
And we'll be back tomorrow. Remember, what is it Carl said? You're a good guy or a bad guy? Which are you? Thanks so much for joining us.
And I won't back down. Hey, baby.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.